Kirk Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you in your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Tennessee Turfgrass Association. This episode is sponsored in part by Sod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.bysod.com. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to episode one of Tennessee Turfgrass Magazine's podcast. Today, our guest is Tom Samples, PhD, professor at UT. He'll be reading for us his article on an update on zoysia grasses. Be sure to check out our show notes for all figures, photos, and charts associated with this article.
Zoysia grass, one of the earliest grass species to be used as turf, is native to Australia, China, Japan, Korea, New Zealand, and the Philippines, where the weather varies greatly depending on season. This relatively slow-growing and sod-forming warm season species forms a durable, uniform turf in full sun and light open shade. Many zoysia grass varieties produce no viable seeds and must be established from sod, plugs, or sprigs. Depending on planting date, sprigging rate, and plug diameter and spacing, the vegetatively propagated varieties often require more than 1 year to totally cover the soil surface. Leaves and stems developing from nodes on stolons and rhizomes usually grow upright at an angle of about 90 degrees, a trait contributing to very good to excellent stand density. Zoysia grass leaves are often stiff, and stems are very tough due to high levels of lignin and hemicellulose. These attributes result in excellent wear tolerance. The slow rate of growth of lateral stems compared to that of Bermuda grass and St. Augustine grass causes zoysia grass turfs to take longer to recover from damage from traffic, disease, or insect activity. Generally, zoysia grasses have very good drought, heat, and salinity tolerance. The nitrogen requirement of the species is usually lower than that of Bermuda grass. In Tennessee, an annual nitrogen rate of no more than 2 pounds of nitrogen per 1,000 square feet of turf per year is most often recommended in residential turfs maintained at a cutting height of 1.5 inches or higher. Plants often do produce substantial amounts of thatch, and intensely managed and highly fertile zoysia grass turfs may require dethatching every 2 or 3 years. Insect pests of zoysia grass include white grubs, the larvae of several species of scarab beetles, fall armyworm, and hunting billbug. The disease large patch, commonly referred to as zoysia patch, may also become problematic. Bermuda grass is a common weed problem in zoysia grass turfs. Perennial weeds with fleshy, subsurface, and energy-rich bulbs, such as wild garlic, yellow nutsedge, and green kalinga, can also compete with zoysia grasses for water, nutrients, light, and space, and may periodically require herbicide treatment. An appropriate pre-emergence herbicide can be applied in late summer or early fall to control winter annual weeds, such as annual bluegrass, common chickweed, purple dead nettle, and henbit. Similarly, the emergence of seedlings of many summer annual and perennial weedy grasses and broadleaf weeds can be prevented by applying an appropriate pre-emergence herbicide in late winter or early spring. In addition to insect and disease resistance, the growth rate, low temperature hardiness, leaf width, color, and shade tolerance also vary among species and varieties of zoysia grass. So when we're thinking about species, zoysia grasses were actually named in honor of the 18th century Australian botanist Carl von Zois. The species was introduced into the U.S. from East Asia and the Pacific Islands. It has been previously reported that in the mid-1890s, Zoysia japonica, sometimes referred to as Japanese or Korean lawn grass, was introduced into the U.S. from the Manchurian province of China. Zoysia mitrella, was believed to have been introduced into the U.S. from the Philippine Islands in 1912 by the United States Department of Agriculture botanist C.V. Piper. As a result, this species is occasionally referred to as Manila grass. Recent research regarding the history of zoysia grass suggests that Zoysia matrilla may actually have been introduced into the U.S. from Japan in 1892, and that Zoysia japonica was introduced into the U.S. from Korea in 1894. A third species, referred to as Korean velvet grass or mascarene grass, was most likely introduced into the U.S. from the Mascarene Islands, which are actually located in the Indian Ocean east of Madagascar, or from a plant collection listed as plant introduction 9299 of a USDA explorer named David Fairchild in 1902 from Yokohama, Japan. Originally referred to as Zoysia tenuifolia, this very fine textured species is now recognized as Zoysia pacifica. Rankings of low temperature hardiness, leaf width, and rate of growth by species are Zoysia japonica, greater than Zoysia matrilla, greater than Zoysia pacifica. Subcategory now varieties. Vegetative clonal types. Improved vegetatively established varieties marketed in Tennessee include Cavalier, Diamond, El Toro, Geo, Meyer, Palisades, Royal, Zeon, and Zorro. El Toro, Meyer, and Palisades are medium-coarse, low-temperature hardy varieties. Meyer was released in 1951 and is one of the oldest varieties in the marketplace and remains the most widely maintained zoysia grass in the state of Tennessee to date. El Toro, released in 1986, resembles Meyer. However, this variety is more shade-tolerant, faster-growing, and has slightly wider leaves, is less dense, and produces less thatch. In 1996, Texas A&M University released the variety Palisades, noted for good winter hardiness and improved shade tolerance. Cavalier, Royal, Zeon, and Zorro are dense, fine-textured, and relatively low-growing varieties. Cavalier, released for production in 1996, has long and slender leaves, good salt and traffic tolerance, and like Palisades, improved shade tolerance. Cavalier is also resistant to fall armyworms and large patch disease. Royal, a variety also released by Texas A&M University back in 2001, has dense rhizomes and tillers, excellent salt tolerance, good shade tolerance, and recovers more rapidly from injury than several other varieties. Royal may also transition from winter dormancy earlier than other varieties. Zeon, released in 1996 by Blade Runner Farms, is very tolerant of extended periods of drought, is adapted to both clay and sandy soils, and develops a dense turf at a cutting height of a half an inch. One reason the variety is being maintained on golf course fairways. Zeon has good insect resistance, including hunting billbug, and has excellent shade tolerance. Although the variety Zorro, released by Texas A&M University in 2001, has limited cold hardiness, it is fairly tolerant of low light conditions, recovers fairly quickly from damage, has excellent salt tolerance, and resists several diseases and insect pests. The variety Emerald, released in 1955 by the United States Department of Agriculture, is a hybrid between Zoysia japonica and Zoysia pacifica. An objective of crossing the two species was to combine the darker green color, fine texture, and excellent stand density of the Zoysia pacifica parent from Guam with the hardiness and more rapid growth rate of the Zoysia japonica parent from Korea. Although less tolerant of extreme low temperatures, Emerald is denser, finer textured, and more shade tolerant than Meyer. The variety Innovation, a cross between Zoysia matrilla variety Cavalier and an ecotype of Zoysia japonica named Anderson 1, a derivative of Chinese common, is a joint release by Texas A&M University and Kansas State University. Cold tolerance, fall color retention, and spring transition of the variety are equivalent to Meyer, and plants have a finer leaf texture and are more resistant to bluegrass billbug. Newer vegetatively established Zoysia grass varieties continue to gain acceptance and market share throughout Tennessee and other states located in the turf grass transition zone, and will most likely eventually replace the varieties Meyer and Emerald. Seeded types. The inflorescence of seed-producing Zoysia japonica plants consists of a flower stalk called a peduncle, supporting the entire inflorescence, to which racemes with 10 to 50 seed-containing spikelets are attached. Each seed is suspended on a short pedicel and alternately attached along the spikelet. Presently, seed of Chinese common, Zoysia japonica, imported from China, Japan, and or Korea, is marketed in the Southeast United States. The color and leaf blade of the variety Zenith, a seed-producing Zoysia japonica variety released in 2000 by Satin Patent Seed Company, resembled Meyer. Compadre, formerly named Companion, is another Zoysia japonica variety that yields viable seeds. It also resembles Meyer and may transition from winter dormancy slightly earlier than Zenith, Chinese common, Compadre, and Zenith. I'm sorry, we're going to have to edit this part. Let me try that paragraph again. Compadre, formerly named Companion, is another Zoysia japonica variety that yields viable seeds. It also resembles Meyer and may transition from winter dormancy slightly earlier than Zenith. Chinese common, Compadre, and Zenith are not intended to be maintained in moderate to heavy shade. Zoysia grass seeds are often pre-treated or primed and may be coated before packaging in an effort to improve the uniformity of seed germination and seedling growth, respectively. There are approximately 601,440 Zoysia grass seeds per pound. The subclassification now is classification of species varieties. Historically, and based on morphological characteristics such as leaf blade width and inflorescence, as well as traits including the level of shade tolerance, individual varieties have been categorized as being Japonica, Matrilla, or Pacifica species or types within the genus Zoysia. Recently, genetic research conducted at North Carolina State in collaboration with the University of Florida, the USDA ARS in Tifton, Georgia, and Blue Moon Farms revealed that an interconnectedness seems to exist among species. Because Zoysia grasses are cross-fertile, plant breeders are able to develop improved varieties with traits of keen interest from each species, as well as valued and overlapping traits that both species share. A total of 62 varieties and collections from 5 different Zoysia grass species were included in this particular study. DNA markers were used to investigate the genetic makeup of each of the 62 Zoysia grass samples, which fell into one of 3 categories identified by the researchers as clusters. Cluster 1 included true Zoysia japonica varieties, and cluster 3, true Zoysia matrilla varieties, while cluster 2 consisted of hybrids between the two species. Cluster 2 was then subdivided into 2 groups. The researchers labeled the subgroups Hybrid 1 and Hybrid 2. Hybrid 1 contained Zoysia japonica cross Zoysia matrilla hybrids with a higher concentration of genetic material from Zoysia japonica. Hybrid 2 contains Zoysia japonica cross Zoysia matrilla hybrids with a higher concentration of genetic material from Zoysia matrilla. In addition to benefiting turf grass breeders, this new information should help industry professionals develop effective Zoysia grass sod production and turf grass management plans according to variety-specific requirements. Golf greens. Interest in breeding, producing, and marketing zoysia grasses for use on golf greens continues to grow. Presently, Diamond, a variety of Zoysia Matrella with fine to dwarf leaf texture, resistance to lard patch and fall armyworm, and excellent stand density, released by Texas A&M University in 1996, is being maintained on a number of golf greens in the United States. Breeders and researchers are developing and evaluating new Zoysia grasses, such as Primo, Prism, DALZ-1308, and Trinity, for suitability and as sustainable putting surfaces. In 2011, Prism was identified as a distinctly different vegetative patch or clonal plant with a fine leaf texture and a deeper green color compared to other plants growing under cultivated conditions near Protea, Texas, and originating from crosses among Zeon, Trinity, and two unpatented plants referred to as 29-2B9 and 380-1. DALZ-1308, a new and yet to be named ultra dwarf zoysia grass developed by Texas A&M University specifically for putting green, is a hybrid between Zoysia minima and Zoysia matrella, with very fine leaf texture, high aerial shoot density, and improved winter color retention. The species Zoysia minima is native to New Zealand, where it grows along the coast to about 2,000 feet above sea level on sand dunes and in sandy and gravelly soils. Comparing varieties. The results of the NTEP, or the National Turf Grass Evaluation Program Zoysia grass test, can help determine if a particular variety of interest is well adapted to a local area or region and a specific level of maintenance. There have been a total of 5 NTEP zoysia grass tests. The first test or trial, initiated in 1991, contained 21 entries, of which 4 were seeded. Entries were evaluated from 1992 to 1995 by university researchers at 21 locations. Evaluators use standard procedures and formats to determine such traits as overall quality, color, leaf texture, spring transition, establishment or seedling vigor, drought tolerance, frost tolerance / winter kill, and both insect and disease resistance. The 2013 National Zoysia Grass Test is currently underway. 35 named and experimental varieties are being evaluated in Alabama, Arkansas, California, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Kansas, Missouri, and North Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas. Progress reports for 2014, 16 have been published and are now available at http://ntep.org/zg.htm. Information regarding the performance of several zoysia grass varieties entered in the 2013 NTEP National Warm Season Putting Green Test is also available online. I also wanted to thank my co-author on this publication, Dr. John Sorokin, here at the University of Tennessee, for agreeing to co-write this article regarding the zoysia grass.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. Thank you to our sponsors, including BuySod, world-class service on demand. Visit us online at www.buysod.com. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.